from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Mango.
Afternoons on the Score.
Back to work here. 2-2. 2-on-2 out. Got it! It is fired up. Shota Imanaga strands two, and it stays a one-run Cubs lead. He's been as good a pitcher as there's been.
Garrett Crochet on for his 9th start of the year, looking for his 3rd win. And this is what he's going to use to do it. That four-seam fastball he leans on a lot over half the time, backed up by the slider and the cutter. And the changeup, not all that often.
And strike three looking to start the ball game.
Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. Repeating and meeting the energy of the last 8 minutes of that Dave Wannstedt segment is going to be difficult to do, but I will keep drinking my sidecar and try to stay up to the task.
There you go.
But I like these segments. It's like, what am I watching for in this Bears preseason game? So, well, I'm going to watch the game. But the All-Star game specifically.
Yeah. And
what do you got?
Well, right there you heard Tanny come in with a little Shota Imanaga and a little Garrett Crochet. So let's start with the locals.
Yeah, real quick, though. Coach says good luck with this segment.
Thanks, Coach.
Sitting back here. He said it's a tough one to follow.
It is a tough one to follow.
People normally don't say that about their own segments.
That's why he's Coach.
If he could hop in with updates on his grandson's baseball game.
Well, Coach, the game's
7:30.
Over. It's 7:30.
Oh, my bad.
Championship's at 7:30.
My bad. All right, well,
he's
going to
be peeking in his phone at dinner.
Ask him if he could call me later on. I know I'll be watching the baseball All-Star game, but I'd rather know what's going on with Coach and the fam. But Shota and Crochet, we don't know when they're going to get in, obviously, but hopefully they each get an inning with some fun matchups. Because I was thinking about Shota Imanaga tonight. So we'll start there and we'll get back towards the beginning of the game at the end of the segment as I try to keep the energy up. But no, Shota, he's so short, 5'10". With that deceptive rising fastball that comes at you from the release point that's way out in front of the mound, I want to see him against a very tall and powerful righty for the American League.
Well, he's not going to face Judge, probably.
He might. He could get Judge second time through. I'm hopeful.
Maybe if he gets in early and it's Judge's, starters usually get two at bats. Sure.
It says starters get 2 innings max.
It looks like Shota's pitching the 4th, by the way.
Oh, he's going to pitch the 4th.
That's what Steve Greenberg said, that Shota was not available for media in the dugout, but we still know he's pitching the 4th.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that could be Judge. We'll see.
If the pitching's going well.
Uh-huh.
But because Judge is 4th in the lineup, right, for the American?
Probably, yeah.
Yes, he is.
I think that came out.
He's 4th in the lineup.
Yeah.
So I dream of Shota against Aaron Judge, because I think that would be pretty cool to watch. Now, Shota against any of those guys is going to be fun. Shota is entertaining. And anybody who's a fan of any team is going to watch this game tonight. Shota is going to do something and just kind of have his – he's just a fun dude to watch pitch. So he's going to bring all that personality, and I bet he's going to bring some fun that people will – we'll end up talking about. But I'd love to see Shota against Aaron Judge. We'll see if that is even possible. Crochet's inning, whenever that comes, hopefully with a chance to embarrass some National League lefties. That would be really cool to see a version of Randy Johnson and John Kruk for Garrett Crochet. Going backwards a little bit, you said it. 2 at-bats, usually, for the starters.
Starter, like pitchers get an inning.
Maybe 2 for the first guy.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. There's a lot of pitchers they got to get through, though.
I know.
And then, yeah, and then starting position players usually get two at-bats, and then they start going pretty fast to the bench guys.
And last year, both starting pitchers only got one inning.
Yeah, I feel like that's how it is now because they take so many pitchers.
It's too bad. Last guy to go three innings, I think, is Steve Stone back in 1980 to go three perfect. I believe might be Stone.
I think that I'm sure that's right, but I really don't know.
Steve Stone, by the way,
feels right.
The last Baltimore Oriole to start a game until Corbin Burns tonight. In terms of starting pitcher.
Oh, you think we get a Stoney mention?
That's it. Could very well be.
Stoney, I believe he told you he was on track to be MVP for that ball game until something happened to the American League side. The next pitcher gave up like a bomb or something like that, or someone late.
Exactly. He was on track to be MVP because I thought he was MVP.
Great Chicago All-Star game. Farmio's lone All-Star appearance 1980 at Dodger Stadium.
Wow, that's cool.
Getting Pete Rose to grind into a double play.
Oh, that's awesome for Ed Farmer. Having a presence on this show today. You heard him in the Chris Sale clip earlier today. So the batters usually get two at-bats. Last year, Juan Soto had three at-bats, but that was towards the end of the game, and it was a pinch hit, and it just happened to come around. I would like to see Torey Lovello give Shohei Ohtani three at-bats tonight. That's the dude.
He should play the whole game.
I loved when like stud starters would get a chance to play the whole game. They almost never do that. At the very least, I'm asking for three at-bats from Shohei
Ohtani. I mean, who are you trying to showcase?
What are you
I want to showcase Shohei Ohtani, the greatest star in baseball.
So what is the purpose of this game? It's to show your very best. I hope we get three at-bats for Ohtani. I think that the guy I'm going to pick for MVP is going to come in midway through the game, but have so much flair and flash and so much skill. Eli De La Cruz is my pick for MVP tonight.
Paul DeJong, he's on a private jet right now.
What can you get him?
I don't know. You can look for me.
I'll check it out
because I'll place that right after the segment. I think Eli is awesome, and if anybody remembers when he made his debut for the Reds, over the course of the first 2 weeks, that dude hit for the cycle. He hit a 480-foot home run. He stole home. He had the fastest triple time of anybody. That was all in the first 2 weeks. He loves the big moments, has an unbelievable personality and crazy skills. I want Eli De La Cruz for MVP.
Not a terribly unconventional thought. Seventh favorite at 18-1.
Oh, okay. I'll take 18-1, though.
The numbers, I mean, because, picking one player of 50 is pretty, you know what I mean? It's a hard bet to spike. But
the MVP these days usually is not a starter. It's somebody who comes in the back half of the game.
Who has a big hit. Well, because the games are normally low scoring and pretty close because baseball is so damn hard that good pitching beats good hitting.
Yep.
Shohei is the favorite at 8-1 for MVP, followed by Judge at 8.5-1. Bryce Harper 11-1, Gunnar Henderson 12-1, Juan Soto 14-1, Trey Turner 16-1, Eli De La Cruz 18-1 for your seventh favorite for MVP.
Okay. All right, so that's my pick. Going back towards the beginning of the game, look, Paul Skenes, after 11 big league games, getting to start as the fifth rookie ever to start, first one since Hideo Nomo of the Dodgers, and right away he gets Stephen Kwan, who's hitting 360. On the season. So Stephen Kwan, just a contact fiend against Paul Skenes. Gunnar Henderson, Juan Soto. Those are the first three. And if there's traffic, he will then get Aaron Judge, Yordan Alvarez, Jose Ramirez. Come on! Those guys against Paul Skenes. That's awesome. And then just the main thing to watch is the gratitude and the excitement on the faces of the veteran first-timers, especially. You know, I mean, it could be anybody and everybody that you see with the body language and the smiles, but there are 37 first-timers in this game tonight.
Big number.
37 of them. And the guy that I'll be looking at is starting the game, Jurickson Profar, at age 31, having the year of his life for the Padres, getting a chance to start. And I'm looking forward to that. He's one of the answers to my favorite trivia questions that I've heard this year. Four active players in MLB have hit a home run as a teenager in MLB. It's Juan Soto, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, and Jurickson Profar. Hmm. That's the guy you wouldn't think belongs there, but that's the kind of ballyhoo there was for this dude at the beginning, and here he is at 31 making his first All-Star game. So just watch the people. Watch the gratitude and the joy on these guys tonight.
It's a good amount of pageantry. Like Major League Baseball does a really, really good job with it. I think the NBA All-Star game in terms of pageantry is actually like slightly better because it's always also draped in the like Bill Russell's always there and Dr. J is always there. You know, it's always past and present.
Sure. Texas Ranger greats Fergie Jenkins and Pudge Rodriguez and a couple others are throwing out the first pitch tonight.
That's very cool.
I know we think of Fergie as a Cub, but he's a great Ranger.
But it's the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is the best actual All-Star Game because we talked about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. They can't fake it. You've got to play it. They all line up at the same time, and then you're going to throw with high velocity, so you got to swing. You got to actually play the game. So hopefully it's a good game. Baseball, I actually do think, does a good job of whatever they can do of marketing its stars. It's just a tough game to market nationally because people are watching the games locally.
Except they all should be wearing their actual team uniforms tonight.
I know that's a big
thing. As opposed to these all-star ridiculous uniforms. Adrian Beltre and Nolan Ryan joining Fergie and Pudge Rodriguez tonight. So those four is
that's
your
cool.
first pitch.
Got that's cool. We'll put a bow on this thing. Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
It's been a long 4 hours.
Afternoons on the Score.
In the lineup tonight, is he not? You've got the lineups there in front of you?
No.
Last Friday, don't put that in the Marconi submission for this year. It was a weird moment in the show. Speaks was doing the splits, but it sounded like he was doing the lineup, and then he asked me if I had the lineup.
I'd love to see that, Speaks. You're doing
the splits. Do it now, Speaks. Me and James
Brown.
Green area out front.
Yeah,
do it.
I learned it from James Brown.
Splits. Thank you.
Inspired by James Brown and by Jackie Robinson.
I was like, why are you asking me if I have the lineup when you're currently giving the lineup?
My bad. I thought maybe you'd have my back. Sorry about that.
I mean, my bad.
That was tough.
it was a simple
no.
Yeah, it was a simple no.
In the lineup tonight, is he not? You've got the lineups there in front of you?
No.
No.
That's a really good no.
I'm sorry.
I was looking at the matchups, and ridiculous. I thought it was based on the lineup, but it was simply just the matchups of Cardinals hitters against Kyle Hendricks. While that segment was sloppy and not exactly what I'd intended, I will say that my prediction of Kyle Hendricks to pitch well that day worked out very well.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks very much. Good night, everybody. I did just place $20 on Ellie De La Cruz for MVP tonight, plus $1,800. I got it at.
That's what I told you, 18 to 1.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did.
All right, so Tanny gets half of that, right?
Tanny's free roll.
Just like 2 days in a row.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, let's do that. Let's do. I mean, I'm happy to put 10 on it for Tanny if you want, or you can let him free roll it. But I want
Ellie De La Cruz or somebody else.
Yeah, well, yeah. Do you guys? Want
I
some?
Love Ellie. Yeah.
You want a little free roll on Ellie?
Yeah. We're lockstep here. That's All Star Week. All right.
All right. Miss me and Tanny.
Ram yesterday.
We had Joe Ram.
All right. So hold on.
He made it second round. Shane, you and Danny need somebody to free roll.
I mean, I was closest with my Alex Bohm.
Absolutely.
But also, who's in the game? Tell me.
A lot of people.
a lot of people are in the game. You can get Joe Ram at 30 to 1.
No, I don't want him.
You don't want him?
Don't want him.
You want T. Oscar?
No.
35 to 1?
No, I don't want T. Oscar.
You want...
Who's won the Home Run Derby and the game MVP? I'm sure it's in your notes there. Go ahead, look it up.
Yeah. Danny, no. Do you have that?
No. You want Bohm again? 40 to 1?
Give me someone at like 38 to 1.
There's a bunch of guys at 35 to 1 and a bunch of guys at 40 to 1. 35 to 1 is T. Oscar, William Contreras, Freddie Freeman.
Yes.
Who?
William.
You want William Contreras?
Yes.
You want $10 on William Contreras?
He will homer tonight. Yeah.
All right, at 35 to 1.
Yep.
All right, so I owe you $350 if William Contreras is the MVP in tonight's game.
Deal. I got you on orange juice if he's not.
I also put a $10 flyer on Pete Alonso. Because if he hits a three-run homer late in this game, that could be enough. And that's all. He's not starting. William is starting, so you need heroics early from William Contreras.
I actually didn't put the Bohm bet in yesterday, Shane. So
you were just going to pay him?
My God. So I was just booking your free action, so I was going to just have to pay you $220 if you would have won it.
Bad call. So that was close.
It was close.
Were you sweating?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Was sweating because of the tornado.
I would have been happy. Right, exactly.
There was a tornado.
Speaks paid me. Speaks paid me the cash.
I did.
Yeah. Even though you didn't win?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, bad.
Guys, enjoy dinner. I'll pick up the tab
appreciate
from home.
That.
Oh, that's so
it.
Nice.
Appreciate that. It's a free dinner. It's a friends and family night. Go to Highline, by the way. They're relaunching. Like Danny says, support the people who support us.
Yeah.
Matt Doherty, who runs 4C, has Rinaldi's. They're relaunching one of their pizza spots, Highline, down by Merch Mart. That's where we're going tonight.
That sounds fun.
Throw a ribeye on one of those pizzas tonight for one.
Yeah, a
well-done ribeye.
Yeah, let me know if it's called. Yeah, exactly. If he's not happy with the pizza and he needs a steak, let us know. Thank yous today to Mark Grody and Dave Wanstedt. They were our guests on this fine radio program. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, Twitch chat, video stream. Thank you, sirs. Shane Rudin is our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill, making us sound better than we are each and every day. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. Enjoy the All-Star game tonight. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
That's it. All right, guys. Didn't mean to bother you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Mango.
Afternoons on The Score.
Back to work here. 2-2. 2-on-2 out. Got it! It is fired up. Shota Imanaga strands two, and it stays a one-run Cubs lead. He's been as good a pitcher as there's been.
Garrett Crochet on for his 9th start of the year, looking for his 3rd win. And this is what he's going to use to do it. That four-seam fastball he leans on a lot over half the time, backed up by the slider and the cutter. And the changeup, not all that often.
And strike 3 looking to start the ball game.
Parkins and Spiegel on The Score. Repeating and meeting the energy of the last 8 minutes of that Dave Wanstedt segment is going to be difficult to do, but I will keep drinking my sidecar and try to stay up to the task.
There you go.
But I like these segments. It's like, what am I watching for in this Bears preseason game? It's like, well, I'm going to watch the game. But the All-Star game specifically.
Yeah. And
what do you got?
Well, right there you heard Tanny come in with a little Shota Imanaga and a little Garrett Crochet. So let's start with the locals.
Yeah, real quick though, Coach says good luck with this segment.
Thanks, Coach.
Sitting back here. He said it's a tough one to follow.
It is a tough one to follow.
People normally don't say that about their own segments.
That's why he's Coach.
If he could hop in with updates on his grandson's baseball game.
Well, Coach, the game's over. It's 7:30.
Oh, my bad.
Championship is 7:30.
My bad. All right, well,
he's going to be peeking in his phone at dinner.
Ask him if he could call me later on. I know I'll be watching the baseball All-Star game, but I'd rather know what's going on with Coach and the fam. But Shota and Crochet, we don't know when they're going to get in, obviously, but hopefully they each get an inning with some fun matchups. Because I was thinking about Shota Imanaga tonight. So we'll start there and we'll get back towards the beginning of the game at the end of the segment as I try to keep the energy up. But no, Shota, he's so short, 5'10". With that deceptive rising fastball that comes at you from the release point that's way out in front of the mound, I want to see him against a very tall and powerful righty for the American League.
Well, he's not going to face Judge, probably.
He might. He could get Judge second time through. I'm hopeful.
Maybe if he gets in early and it's Judge's, starters usually get, you know, 2 at bats. Sure.
It says starters get 2 innings max.
It looks like Shota's pitching the 4th, by the way.
Oh, he's going to pitch the 4th.
That's what Steve Greenberg said, that Shota was not available for media in the dugout, but we still know he's pitching the 4th.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that could be Judge. We'll see.
If the pitching's going well.
Uh-huh.
But Judge is 4th in the lineup, right, for the American?
Probably, yeah.
Yes, he
right?
is. He
I
is
think that came out.
He's 4th in the lineup.
Yeah.
So I dream of Shota against Aaron Judge, because I think that would be pretty cool to watch. Now, Shota against any of those guys is going to be fun. Shota is entertaining. And anybody who's a fan of any team is going to watch this game tonight. Shota is going to do something and just kind of have his – he's just a fun dude to watch pitch. So he's going to bring all that personality, and I bet he's going to bring some fun that people will – end up talking about. But I'd love to see Shota against Aaron Judge. We'll see if that is even possible. A Crochet's inning, whenever that comes, hopefully with a chance to embarrass some National League lefties. That would be really cool to see a version of Randy Johnson and John Kruk for Garrett Crochet. Going backwards a little bit, you said it. Two at-bats, usually, for the starters.
For the, yeah, right. Starter, like pitchers get an inning.
Maybe two for the first guy.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. There's a lot of pitchers they got to get through, though.
I know.
And then starting position players usually get two at-bats, and then they start going pretty fast to the bench guys.
And last year, both starting pitchers only got one inning.
Yeah, I feel like that's how it is now because they take so many pitchers.
It's too bad. Last guy to go three innings, I think, is Steve Stone back in 1980 to go three perfect. I believe might be Stone.
I think that I'm sure that's right, but I really don't know.
Steve Stone, by the way,
feels right.
The last Baltimore Oriole to start a game until Corbin Burns tonight. In terms of starting pitcher.
Oh, you think we get a Stoney mention?
That's it. Could very well be.
Stoney, I believe he told you he was on track to be MVP for that ball game until something happened to the American League side. The next pitcher gave up like a bomb or something like that, or someone late.
Exactly. He was on track to be MVP because I thought he was MVP.
Great Chicago All-Star game. Farmio's lone All-Star appearance 1980 at Dodger Stadium.
Wow, that's cool.
Getting Pete Rose to grind into a double play.
Oh, that's awesome for Ed Farmer. Having a presence on this show today. You heard him in the sale clip earlier today. So the batters usually get two at-bats. Last year, Juan Soto had three at-bats, but that was towards the end of the game, and it was a pinch hit, and it just happened to come around. I would like to see Torrey Lovello give Shohei Ohtani three at-bats tonight. That's the dude.
He should play the whole game.
I loved when stud starters would get a chance to play the whole game. They almost never do that. At the very least, I'm asking for three at-bats from Shohei Ohtani.
I mean, who are you trying to showcase?
What are you doing?
I want to showcase Shohei Ohtani, the greatest star in baseball.
So what is the purpose of this game? It's to show your very best. I hope we get three at-bats for Ohtani. I think that the guy I'm going to pick for MVP is going to come in midway through the game, but have so much flair and flash and so much skill. Ellie De La Cruz is my pick for MVP tonight.
Paul DeYoung, he's on a private jet right now.
What can you get him?
I don't know. You can look for me.
All right, I'll check it out
because I'll place that right after the segment. I think Ellie is awesome, and if anybody remembers when he made his debut for the Reds, over the course of the first 2 weeks, that dude hit for the cycle. He hit a 480-foot home run. He stole home. He had the fastest triple time of anybody. That was all in the first 2 weeks. He loves the big moments, has an unbelievable personality and crazy skills. I want Ellie De La Cruz for MVP.
Not a terribly unconventional thought. Seventh favorite at 18-1.
Oh, okay. I'll take 18-1, though.
Picking one player of 50 is pretty, you know what I mean?
But
it's a hard bet to spike. But
the MVP these days usually is not a starter. It's somebody who comes in the back half of the game.
Who has a big hit. Well, because the games are normally low scoring and pretty close because baseball is so damn hard that good pitching beats good hitting.
Yep.
Shohei is the favorite at 8-1 for MVP, followed by Judge at 8.5-1. Bryce Harper 11-1, Gunnar Henderson 12-1, Juan Soto 14-1, Trey Turner 16-1, Ellie De La Cruz 18-1 for your seventh favorite for MVP.
Okay. All right, so that's my pick. Going back towards the beginning of the game, look, Paul Skenes, after 11 big league games, getting to start as the fifth rookie ever to start, first one since Hideo Nomo of the Dodgers, and right away he gets Stephen Kwan, who's hitting 360. On the season. So Stephen Kwan, just a contact fiend against Paul Skenes. Gunnar Henderson, Juan Soto. Those are the first three. And if there's traffic, he will then get Aaron Judge, Yordan Alvarez, Jose Ramirez. Come on! Those guys against Paul Skenes. That's awesome. And then just the main thing to watch is the gratitude and the excitement on the faces of the veteran first-timers, especially. You know, I mean, it could be anybody and everybody that you see with the body language and the smiles, but there are 37 first-timers in this game tonight.
Big number.
37 of them. And the guy that I'll be looking at is starting the game, Jurickson Profar, at age 31, having the year of his life for the Padres, getting a chance to start. And I'm looking forward to that. He's one of the answers to my favorite trivia questions that I've heard this year. Four active players in MLB have hit a home run as a teenager in MLB. It's Juan Soto, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, and Jurickson Profar. Hmm. That's the guy you wouldn't think belongs there, but that's the kind of ballyhoo there was for this dude at the beginning, and here he is at 31 making his first All-Star game. So just watch the people. Watch the gratitude and the joy on these guys tonight.
It's a good amount of pageantry. Like, Major League Baseball does a really, really good job with it. I think the NBA All-Star game in terms of pageantry is actually like slightly better because it's always also draped in the, like, Bill Russell's always there and Dr. J is always there. You know, it's always past and present.
Sure. Texas Ranger greats Fergie Jenkins and Pudge Rodriguez and a couple others are throwing out the first pitch tonight.
That's very cool.
But, I know we think of Fergie as a Cub, but he's a great Ranger.
But it's the Major League Baseball All-Star game is the best actual All-Star game. Because we talked about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. They can't fake it. You've got to play it. They all line up at the same time, and then you're going to throw with high velocity, so you got to swing. You got to actually play the game. So hopefully it's a good game. Baseball, I actually do think, does a good job of whatever they can do of marketing its stars. It's just a tough game to market nationally because people are watching the games locally.
Except they all should be wearing their actual team uniforms tonight.
I know that's a big thing.
As opposed to these all-star ridiculous uniforms. Adrian Beltre and Nolan Ryan joining Fergie and Pudge Rodriguez tonight. So those four is
that's
your first pitch.
That's cool. We'll put a bow on this thing. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Mango.
Afternoons on the score.
Back to work here. 2-2. 2-on-2 out. Shota Imanaga strands two, and it stays a one-run Cubs lead. He's been as good a pitcher as there's been.
Gerrit Crochet on for his ninth start of the year, looking for his third win. And this is what he's going to use to do it. That four-seam fastball he leans on a lot over half the time, backed up by the slider and the cutter. And the changeup, not all that often.
And strike three looking to start the ballgame.
Parkinson Spiegel on the score. Repeating and meeting the energy of the last 8 minutes of that Dave Wanstead segment is going to be difficult to do, but I will keep drinking my sidecar and try to stay up to the task.
There you go.
But I like these segments. It's like, what am I watching for in this Bears preseason game? So, well, I'm going to watch the game. But the All-Star game specifically.
Yeah. And
what do you got?
Well, right there you heard Tanny come in with a little Shota Imanaga and a little Gerrit Crochet. So let's start with the locals.
Yeah. Real quick, though, Coach says good luck with this segment.
Thanks, Coach.
Sitting back here. He said it's a tough one to follow.
It is a tough one to follow.
People normally don't say that about their own segments.
That's why he's Coach.
If he could hop in with updates on his grandson's baseball game.
Well, Coach, the game's over. It's 7:30.
Oh, my bad.
Championships at 7:30.
All right, well,
he's going to be peeking in his phone at dinner.
Ask him if he could call me later on. I know I'll be watching the baseball All-Star game, but I'd rather know what's going on with Coach and the fam. But Shota and Crochet, we don't know when they're going to get in, obviously, but hopefully they each get an inning with some fun matchups. Because I was thinking about Shota Imanaga tonight. So we'll start there and we'll get back towards the beginning of the game at the end of the segment as I try to keep the energy up. But no, Shota, he's so short, 5'10". With that deceptive rising fastball that comes at you from the release point that's way out in front of the mound, I want to see him against a very tall and powerful righty for the American League.
Well, he's not going to face Judge, probably.
He might. He could get Judge second time through. I'm hopeful.
Maybe if he gets in early and it's Judge's, starters usually get, you know, two at bats. Sure.
It says starters get two innings max.
It looks like Shota's pitching the fourth, by the way.
Oh, he's going to pitch the fourth.
That's what Steve Greenberg said, that Shota was not available for media in the dugout, but we still know he's pitching the fourth.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that could be Judge. We'll see.
If the pitching's going well.
Uh-huh.
But Judge is fourth in the lineup, right, for the American?
Probably, yeah.
Yes, he
right?
is. He
I
is
think that came out.
He's fourth in the lineup.
Yeah.
So I dream of Shota against Aaron Judge because I think that would be pretty cool to watch. Now, Shota against any of those guys is going to be fun. Shota is entertaining. And anybody who's a fan of any team is going to watch this game tonight. Shota is going to do something and just kind of have his – he's just a fun dude to watch pitch. So he's going to bring all that personality, and I bet he's going to bring some fun that people will end up talking about. But I'd love to see Shota against Aaron Judge. We'll see if that is even possible. A Crochet's inning, whenever that comes, hopefully with a chance to embarrass some National League lefties. That would be really cool to see a version of Randy Johnson and John Kruk for Garrett Crochet. Going backwards a little bit, you said it. Two at-bats, usually, for the starters.
For the, yeah, right. Starter, like pitchers get an inning.
Maybe two for the first guy.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. There's a lot of pitchers they got to get through, though.
I know.
And then starting position players usually get two at-bats, and then they start going pretty fast to the bench guys.
And last year, both starting pitchers only got one inning.
Yeah, I feel like that's how it is now because they take so many pitchers.
It's too bad. Last guy to go three innings, I think, is Steve Stone back in 1980 to go three perfect. I believe might be Stone.
I think that I'm sure that's right, but I really don't know.
Steve Stone, by the way,
feels right.
The last Baltimore Oriole to start a game until Corbin Burns tonight. In terms of starting pitcher.
Oh, you think we get a Stoney mention?
That's it. Could very well be.
Stoney, I believe he told you he was on track to be MVP for that ball game until something happened to the American League side. Next pitcher gave up like a bomb or something like that, or someone late.
Exactly. He was on track to be MVP because I thought he was MVP.
Great Chicago All-Star game. Farmio's lone All-Star appearance 1980 at Dodger Stadium.
Wow, that's cool.
Getting Pete Rose to grind into a double play.
Oh, that's awesome for Ed Farmer. Having a presence on this show today. You heard him in the Chris Sale clip earlier today. So the batters usually get two at-bats. Last year, Juan Soto had three at-bats, but that was towards the end of the game, and it was a pinch hit, and it just happened to come around. I would like to see Torey Lovello give Shohei Ohtani three at-bats tonight. That's the dude.
He should play the whole game.
I loved when like stud starters would get a chance to play the whole game. They almost never do that. At the very least, I'm asking for three at-bats from Shohei
Ohtani. I mean, who are you trying to showcase?
What are you doing?
I want to showcase Shohei Ohtani, the greatest star in baseball.
So what is the purpose of this game? It's to show your very best. I hope we get three at-bats for Ohtani. I think that the guy I'm going to pick for MVP is going to come in midway through the game, but have so much flair and flash and so much skill. Eli De La Cruz is my pick for MVP tonight.
Paul DeYoung, he's on a private jet right now.
What can you get him?
I don't know. You can look for me.
I'll check it out
because I'll place that right after the segment. I think Eli is awesome, and if anybody remembers when he made his debut for the Reds, over the course of the first 2 weeks, that dude hit for the cycle. He hit a 480-foot home run. He stole home. He had the fastest triple time of anybody. That was all in the first 2 weeks. He loves the big moments, has an unbelievable personality and crazy skills. I want Eli De La Cruz for MVP.
Not a terribly unconventional thought. Seventh favorite at 18-1.
Oh, okay. I'll take 18-1, though.
Picking one player right. of 50 is pretty, you know what I mean? It's a hard bet to spike. But
the MVP these days usually is not a starter. It's somebody who comes in the back half of the game.
Who has a big hit. Well, because the games are normally low scoring and pretty close because baseball is so damn hard that good pitching beats good hitting.
Yep.
Shohei is the favorite at 8-1 for MVP, followed by Judge at 8.5-1. Bryce Harper 11-1, Gunnar Henderson 12-1, Juan Soto 14-1, Trey Turner 16-1, Eli De La Cruz 18-1 for your seventh favorite for MVP.
Okay. All right, so that's my pick. Going back towards the beginning of the game, look, Paul Skeens, after 11 big league games, getting to start as the fifth rookie ever to start, first one since Hideo Nomo of the Dodgers, and right away he gets Stephen Kwan, who's hitting 360. On the season. So Stephen Kwan, just a contact fiend against Paul Skeens. Gunnar Henderson, Juan Soto. Those are the first three. And if there's traffic, he will then get Aaron Judge, Yordan Alvarez, Jose Ramirez. Come on! Those guys against Paul Skeens. That's awesome. And then just the main thing to watch is the gratitude and the excitement on the faces of the veteran first-timers, especially. You know, I mean, it could be anybody and everybody that you see with the body language and the smiles, but there are 37 first-timers in this game tonight.
Big number.
37 of them. And the guy that I'll be looking at is starting the game, Jurickson Profar, at age 31, having the year of his life for the Padres, getting a chance to start. And I'm looking forward to that. He's one of the answers to my favorite trivia questions that I've heard this year. Four active players in MLB have hit a home run as a teenager in MLB. It's Juan Soto, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, and Jurickson Profar. Hmm. That's the guy you wouldn't think belongs there, but that's the kind of ballyhoo there was for this dude at the beginning, and here he is at 31 making his first All-Star game. So just watch the people. Watch the gratitude and the joy on these guys tonight.
It's a good amount of pageantry. Like, Major League Baseball does a really, really good job with it. I think the NBA All-Star game in terms of pageantry is actually like slightly better because it's always also draped in the... Like, Bill Russell's always there, and Dr. J is always there. You know, it's always past and present.
Sure, Texas Ranger greats Fergie Jenkins and Pudge Rodriguez and a couple others are throwing out the first pitch tonight.
That's very cool.
I think of Fergie as a Cub, but he's a great Ranger,
but
too.
But it's the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is the best actual All-Star Game because we talked about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. They can't fake it. You've got to play it. They all line up at the same time, and then you're going to throw with high velocity, so you got to swing. You got to actually play the game. So hopefully it's a good game. Baseball, I actually do think, does a good job of whatever they can do of marketing its stars. It's just a tough game to market nationally because people are watching the games locally.
Except they all should be wearing their actual team uniforms tonight.
I know that's a big
thing. As opposed to these all-star ridiculous uniforms. Adrian Beltre and Nolan Ryan joining Fergie and Pudge Rodriguez tonight. So those four is
that's
your
cool.
first pitch.
Got that's cool. We'll put a bow on this thing. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's been a long 4 hours.
Afternoons on the score.
In the lineup tonight, is he not? You've got the lineups there in front of you?
No.
Last Friday. Don't put that in the Marconi submission for this year. It was a weird moment in the show. Speaks was doing the splits, but it sounded like he was doing the lineup, and then he asked me if I had the lineup.
I'd love to see that, Speaks. You're doing
do it now, Speaks. Me and James Brown.
Green area out front.
Yeah,
do it.
I learned from James Brown.
Splits. Thank you.
Inspired by James Brown and by Jackie Robinson.
I was like, why are you asking me if I have the lineup when you're currently giving the lineup?
My bad. I thought maybe you'd have my back. Sorry about that.
I mean, my bad.
That was tough.
It was a simple no.
In the lineup tonight, is he not? You've got the lineups there in front of you?
No.
No.
That's a really good no.
I'm sorry.
I was looking at the matchups, and ridiculous. I thought it was based on the lineup, but it was simply just the matchups of Cardinals hitters against Kyle Hendricks. While that segment was sloppy and not exactly what I'd intended, I will say that my prediction of Kyle Hendricks to pitch well that day worked out very well.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks very much. Good night, everybody. I did just place $20 on Ellie De La Cruz for MVP tonight, plus $1,800. I got it at.
That's what I told you, 18 to 1.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did.
All right, so Tanny gets half of that, right?
Tanny's free rolling.
That's just like 2 days in a row.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, let's do that. Let's do that. I mean, I'm happy to put 10 on it for Tanny if you want, or you can let him free roll it. But
I want an Ellie De La Cruz or somebody else.
Yeah, well, yeah. Do you guys want
I love Ellie, yeah.
You want a little free roll on Ellie?
Yeah. We're lockstep here this All-Star week, all right?
All right,
we
so me
Joe
and Tanny.
Ram yesterday.
We had Joe Ram.
All right, so hold on.
He made it second round. Shane, you and Danny need somebody
to
free roll.
I mean, I was closest with my Alex Bohm.
Absolutely.
But also, who's in the game? Tell me.
A lot of people.
a lot of people in the game. You can get Joe Ram at 30 to 1.
No, I don't want him.
You don't want him?
I don't want him.
You want T-Oscar?
No.
35 to 1?
No, I don't want T-Oscar.
You want...
Who's won the Home Run Derby and the game MVP? I'm sure it's in your notes there. Go ahead, look it up.
Yeah. Danny, no. Do you have that?
No. You want Bohm again? 40 to 1?
Give me someone at like 38 to 1.
There's a bunch of guys at 35 to 1 and a bunch of guys at 40 to 1. 35 to 1 is T-Oscar, William Contreras, Freddie Freeman.
Yes.
Who?
William.
You want William Contreras?
Yes.
You want $10 on William Contreras?
He will homer tonight. Yeah.
All right, at 35 to 1.
Yep.
All right, so I owe you $350 if William Contreras is the MVP in tonight's game.
Deal. I got you on orange juice if he's not.
I also put a $10 flyer on Pete Alonso. Because if he hits a three-run homer late in this game, that could be enough. And that's all. He's not starting. William is starting, so you need heroics early from William Contreras.
I actually didn't put the Bohm bet in yesterday, Shane. So
you were just going to pay him?
So I was just booking your free action, so I was going to just have to pay you $220 if you would have won it.
Bad call. So that was close.
It was close.
Were you sweating?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of
course. I was sweating because of that tornado.
I would have been happy. Right, exactly.
There was a tornado.
Speaks paid me. Speaks paid me the cash.
I did.
Yeah. Even though you didn't win.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, bad.
Guys, enjoy dinner. I'll pick up the tab
from
home.
Oh, that's so nice.
Appreciate that. It's a free dinner. It's a friends and family night. Go to Highline, by the way. They're relaunching. Like Danny says, support the people who support us.
Yeah.
Matt Doherty, who runs 4C, has Rinaldi's. They're relaunching one of their pizza spots, Highline, down by Merch Mart. That's where we're going tonight.
That sounds fun.
Throw a ribeye in one of those pizzas tonight for Wani.
Yeah,
a well-done ribeye.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah, exactly. If he's not happy with the pizza and he needs a steak, let us know. Thank yous today to Mark Grody and Dave Wanstead. They were our guests on this fine radio program. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, Twitch chat, video stream. Thank you, sirs. Shane Rudin is our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill, making us sound better than we are each and every day. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. Enjoy the All-Star game tonight. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
That's it. All right, guys. Didn't mean to bother you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.